Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 5 August 2024. Welcome to this broadcast, wherever you are around the country, around the world. We are so glad you take time to join us, whether you listen live or on a repeat program. I just appreciate you. And I want to thank ACN up in the Northwest, carries me on all the states up there that get many of the listeners in Washington State and Oregon and Utah. Thank everybody across country. Thanks for being there. And again, I'd like to ask if anybody knows anything about Dino Bowman out of Wisconsin. Dino, he's called the show regularly, called the office every Thursday, always there to talk to. He hasn't been in touch with us at least 2 months now. I'm concerned for Dino Bowman. If anyone in that area might know who he is, what happened to him, please let me know. You know, they're family to me. Just like Mick was. Obviously, Mick is gone. And, you know, I miss talking to him, nothing else. I really do. So, anybody knows anything about Dino, please let me know as soon as you can. Nonetheless, welcome to the next program. Our guest had to cancel tonight, so it's going to be me and you. Now, it's going to be me and you. Tonight, I want you to call. You can call as many times as you want tonight, and it won't count for anything the rest of the week. We want to hear from you, okay? To get into announcements, we're going to have, of course, the Natural Family Celebration on August 31st, this month, in Summersville, West Virginia, at the Veterans Memorial Park. I hope you all, if it's in driving distance at all, will come and join us. Bring along a picnic lunch, so you have something to munch on. Bring some lawn chairs, and we have two shelters reserved. One's a little far away from the main shelter, but once everything starts, you can move down with us, bring your lawn chairs down. There's some good singing, some good speakers, and fellowship with us. I want this to be somewhat like a revival, an old-fashioned outdoor revival, if God will. Let's pray that our Father would bring his presence with us that day, and that the Holy Spirit would take care of that, would take over that celebration, a service, and be glorified. The glorify our Father. Let's pray for that, okay? August 31st, Summersville, West Virginia, Veterans Memorial Park. We start at 11 a.m. Now, if you want to bring your babies along, your children along, if you don't mind them going swimming, they can do that. There's a pool there. It's $5 for everybody 4 years and up. There are basketball courts, tennis courts, and even a golf course. It's a big park, about 47 acres, I think it is. So I hope you'll come and join us that day. I mean that. And the Brighter Side Quartet will be singing. The Brighter Side Quartet's been singing for, I'm guessing, 50-some years. The bass singer is 90 years old. Sounds like he's back still in his 40s. But they'll be singing for us, and maybe another a couple or two be singing for us, too, to have some good old gospel music. Maybe some good old shouting time in the Lord. To celebrate God's natural family, the creation of God made. Yeah, that's going to fly in the face of the so-called gay movement. That's the idea of it. I want people to see what it means to live in a family that's ordained by God and blessed by God. So please come and join us if you can, please. And by the way, the guest had on last week, if you remember, we had Stacy Stein along with Crazy Cat Drones. She's talking about geofencing. Well, her and her husband's going to come from Texas to video the whole thing with drones. Yeah, really. And the whole thing will be live streamed on Rumble. Phil's going to get everything set up and everything live streamed. Please come and join us if you can. Now, as far as I know, this Thursday should be in the office all day. As far as I know. Folks, I've been seeing a lot of doctors lately. A lot of things going on. As far as I know, nothing really serious. The thing's got to be cleared up. My right arm looks like I've been in a boxing match and beat to death. I bruised on it, but that's okay. I feel pretty good. There's situations I need, that I ask for your prayer, the Lord to bless us and lead us and guide us and help us to continue in His will as long as we possibly can. So just keep that in mind and do, if you can, take time to come and join us on the 31st. That's so important. That'll be probably the last function I'll ever try to have. But I just felt an unction in my spirit to do that, to make a statement of what Christians are supposed to be and show the world there is a difference between us and Satan's children. I hope you'll come and join us. Now, tonight, like I said, just me and you. Don't have any specials going on. I'm thinking right now. We have almost zero orders coming in. And not much I can do about it, folks. We still offer all the products we always had. The wonderful Strauss products, the Vamir toothpaste and mouthwash. We still have Cartavite here. We have all kinds of books and tapes and materials available. I mean, we're doing our best to supply what we can for you, and I hope you'll take advantage of it. But right now, I said orders are almost down to nothing. I mean, literally almost down to nothing. Phone calls coming in during the week are almost down to nothing, to the point that debate about if Felicia can be with us full time or not. But that's just how slow it's getting. But we'll go as long as you can for the glory of God. Let's say it that way. Now, we're going to talk about it tonight. I got several points I want to talk to you about tonight. Several things in my mind I want to share with you. I want to share with you. I want you to share with me, okay? I want to share with you. This is not a one-way program, folks. Yes, I'm the host, and I know I've known it for a lot of years. But this is an open forum here. 844-769-2944. I'm going to try to make some points tonight if I can on some different issues. First, we're going to start out in just a brief a recap of some news and comments on what's going on. Many years ago, Lindsay Williams was a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. He was on my radio show several times over the years. He's the one that introduced me to BioCare Hospital and Dr. Rodriguez. Lindsay was a man that did his best to tell people what was going to happen in this country in the future and to try to pinpoint the things that's going to happen as best he could. Not because he was a prophet, but because he had inside information coming from people that planned this. He knew about the oil embargo back in the 70s and told us what's going to happen clear back in the 80s and 90s about the oil embargo and how the price of gas is going up. He told us about the petrodollar. He told us all these things. The last thing he said on one of my shows several years ago was, the market will not take a hit to mount anything until the market gets in the 40s or 50s, thousands. Let's talk about the Dow. Until the Dow reaches 40-some to 50,000, then they will collapse the market. Well, not say it's there yet, not say it at all. But obviously, there's a big hit there today. The economy is suffering. People are suffering. Now, I can tell you this from first-hand experience. Marcia and I had cut back on a lot of things that we took for granted before. Things we really didn't need that we enjoyed, like eating out more often. We've had to cut back on that. Because our dollar, just like your dollar, shrunk to nothing. And by the way, gold and silver right now is down. Buy it now. Call Melody. Call Melody Cedarstrom right away. Silver right now is a real bargain. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And tell her I sent you over. Right now, metals are a good price. Get it now while you can. Now's the time to buy it. Not when it's going through the roof. Gold's already set, I think, two record highs this year. Get it while it's down. That's the time to buy. But the economy really is rough on a lot of people. Matter of fact, and I know this is hard to believe, and I'm just sharing with you information news as two brothers and sisters are sitting on the porch talking, okay? Long John Silver's, y'all know who that is, has a restaurant in Somerville, West Virginia, a few miles from me, that is closed more than it is open because they can't find workers. Oh, yes, been there for many, many, many years. It was closed today. They can't find workers. A fast food restaurant manager that I've known for years, some months ago, offered me a job. And if I were able to get around like you used to, I'd probably take it because I enjoy working. She said, at least I know you'll show up for work. Folks, we are living in a nation that's lost its bearings and everything, including the work ethic. The older generation still tries to move on, do what they can. My generation is getting up in years now and starting to die off. That's all there's to it, folks. The 7th of next month, I'll be 76 years old. Marshall will turn 70 the 25th next month. My generation is dying off. It's just that's natural things. It happens. It happens. But the work ethic in America is really taking a hit. So the nation's suffering for a lot of reasons, and the economy's one of them. It really is. You know, and in the process of all the things I'm going through, and sometimes, I'm only a man. I am only a man. When I'm having troubles physically, I'm not used to it, I'm pretty much a wuss, and I know that. I pray for increase of faith, and increase of trust in my Father. That's what we have to turn to, folks. I pray for that. I really do. I'm just a man. But all this hullabaloo going on, our oldest grandson drove all the way from Colorado Springs, about a 22-hour drive, brought his dog with him, to come and spend a week with Marsha and I. He's leaving in the morning. He's 23 years old, drove all that distance to come spend time with Mamaw and Papaw. He and I got to take a ride on our side-by-side yesterday through the woods, talk about different things, enjoy ourselves. And boy, he likes Mamaw's cooking. That boy can eat. That young man can eat. He loves Mamaw's cooking. I just shared that as a blessing. You see, by the grace of God, I tried to raise a natural family and teach my boys the fear of the Lord. And now, by the grace of God, I'm reaping the fruit of that with grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Blessings are there, folks, if you look. But back to the situations in the world today. Obviously, you see the Middle East could blow up. Any day, anything could happen. If Iran goes into Israel and does any damage, the U.S. is going to be involved in the war, which will escalate the war even bigger. Other European nations are discussing joining also. World War III has already started. Started in Ukraine and Russia. Spread the Middle East. It's already started. It may not, let's pray that God's will be done, if it be his will, that doesn't escalate and go into full-blown war. But it's going to sooner or later. Yes, things are really getting rough worldwide. What's going on in Venezuela and in France, all the chaos, all the anger and the frustration, It's building, folks, to a crescendo that's not going to be good. As Dimitri Duman prophesied many years ago, America will go to civil war, then be attacked from the outside. Now, let me just say this again. I've emphasized this, and very few people have paid attention to what I've said. I did a teaching a couple months ago entitled America in Prophecy. 3 hours of teaching to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt who America is and where we come from, and to show our future. It's not rocket science. It's just common deduction and knowledge of the truth and the Word of God. If you want to read the history of America, read Ezekiel 38 and 39. Ezekiel 38 and 39. I've offered that teaching. I'll offer that along with the outline I used to teach it, and a book to go along with it for $25 for all that. 3 hours teaching outline in the book. 4 or 5 people may have took us up on that. That's really a shame. Because you will never, 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 never understand prophecy until you understand what was taught during that lesson. No, not because I'm all that smart. I learned from somebody else. But all this dispensationalism and all this other mess of ideas is all been sucked out of some man's thumb, put down on paper because it sounded good. Trust me on that. But that teaching is still available if you want it. I think you'll find it more than what you thought would be. You have your eyes open to America's destiny and where America come from. But again, the masses don't seem to really care about that too much. They just seem to want to go along, get along, and not get too involved in anything. Now, I'm also going to share something right now because I want to share a story that just happened, an event just happened yesterday that broke my heart. I'm going to tell you who it's about in just a minute. In Galatians chapter 6, I know you all read this, verse 7 and 8. You'll read scripture there that says that God's not mocked. He's not, be not, he said, don't be deceived. He's talking to us, brethren, and even the heathens. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, he shall also reap. And folks, that goes for nations also. For whatever mankind sows, he reaps. For he that soweth to his flesh, who follows the will of the flesh, who follows the will of sin, the lust of the flesh, shall the flesh reap corruption, destruction, perdition, death. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now, why did I share that? If you all have watched our Bible studies at all on tape or live, you remember some months ago, well, it's been several months ago, we had a couple come with us to our Bible study named Chris and Crystal. Chris and Crystal Nottingham. They come out of a little further down south in the county, Logan County, and they were hooked on drugs. He'd been in jail. Just got out of jail again, by the way, not too long ago. He'd been in jail. They both been on drugs, and they never did come clean. Even when they were among us, we tried in the name of God, do everything we could to help them get their lives straightened up, to help them financially, help them find work. They didn't want it. Well, Shannon and Johnny, Shannon works in an office, rented them a house to live in, a real deal, good deal. They didn't pay the rent. They trashed the house. They left. And when they left, Chris's dad had moved in with him some months before that. When they left, they abandoned. Chris was in jail. Crystal's mom come and got her and would not take Chris's dad with him. He was living in a house, no running water, no heat, and no food. If it wasn't for a very dear friend of mine named Bill Dooley, who went over and helped this man, took care of him, fed him, William wouldn't have made it. Now, William is in a nursing home down in Southern Post State right now. Still doing okay as far as I know. But at a funeral, Chris and Crystal come to the altar. Well, they come up. They didn't bow down. They stood there and cried. And as most churches do, they assumed because they cried, they had been saved. What a fallacy Satan has given us in this country. Just because somebody goes front and maybe even kneels down and they cry a few tears, we assume they're born again. That absolutely is the wrong thing to assume. That is sending more people to hell, falsely believing they were Christian, by anything I think of. I know I'm guilty of that myself. Well, they're saved now. They're going to straighten out. One of the things that proves salvation is, now listen to me, it's in your Bible, you become a new creation in Christ. You repent, you turn from your wicked ways and come back and seek God through his Son, Jesus Christ. You trust that the sacrifice of Christ on the cross was salvation. You repent and become a new creature. From that time on, if sin is comfortable to you, then you've never been redeemed. If Christ's nature moves into you through his Spirit, moves into you, and sin is something that doesn't bother your conscience, you've never been born again. Unless something inside you changed that made you desire to do better, to walk righteously and seek his face, you never been saved. Well, Chris and Crystal were not saved. I'm sorry to say that, but their fruit proved it. By their fruits, you should know them. They never got off drugs. They moved back down to the southern part of the state, still messed up. A few days ago, Crystal called me from a hospital in Lexington, Kentucky, where Chris was going to have his arm worked on. He had his arm shattered, had metal in it. It was giving a lot of pain. She called me, and Chris was crying like a baby. 39-year-old man, bawling like a baby, scared to death if he put to sleep. He was afraid he wouldn't wake up. That's not faith in Christ. But nonetheless, they came out of surgery, did all right. They took all the metal out. He's going to come back in 2 weeks and try to figure out how he's going to save his arm. I got a phone call yesterday. Crystal's mom had called her aunt had called the office and called the wrong number, so I found out they tried to call, and I called them back. Crystal died of an overdose. Crystal died at age 35, whatever, of an overdose. Accidental, I'm convinced, but an overdose. I talked to Chris briefly, but he was so out of it, he was so stoned. According to him, it was a drug to give him to get off the other drugs. I don't know anything about that. I couldn't talk to him very long because I couldn't really understand what he was saying. I said all that to say this. You sow to the flesh, you reap the whirlwind, you reap corruption. They were never born again. They had never understood salvation and went back into the corruption of the flesh and the lust of the flesh. I ask you to pray for Chris, please. That he does accept Christ as his Savior and really means it before something happens to him along the same lines. When I heard this, it made me want to cry, of course. But it made me angry. Because many people around here that I work with right here did their best to help this couple, to straighten them up. Help them buy a refrigerator for the house. Give them food for groceries. And that's just material things. But we did all those things. And tried to witness to them all the time. Took them to church. Not just where I went, but other churches. And they refused the help. Made me angry. Because they threw away chance after chance to get to know Christ. See, John 10:10 says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Christ comes and says, to give us life and that more abundantly. No, I don't mean abundantly, but you'll be abundantly rich and you'll roll in wealth and you'll make fortunes and you'll drive all these new cars and you'll fly around the world in your own private jets. No, I'm not talking about that. That's for the preachers that do the good shows on TV. It's not for folks that are common people normally. But he said, give you life more abundantly. And he will. He'll give you joy and peace and contentment that you won't find anywhere else but in him. I don't know how else I can explain this to anybody. I really don't. But I just know that the laws of God don't change. What he wrote in his word, he means. It breaks my heart to see people go through this. I see them losing their wives or their husbands or their children to things that wouldn't have to happen if they trusted Christ. It breaks my heart. Bible tells us, I'll get the phone calls in a minute. Just go and fill the lines up. 844-769-2944. I got a few more things I want to say, and I'll get the chance on all of you. 844-769-2944. The Bible tells us in the book of James chapter 4 that life is a vapor. At best, If you leave the 3 score and 10, which I have plus almost 6 more, it's still a vapor. If you live be 100, life is a vapor. What's a month? What's a year? How long is this year? I mean, we're in August already. Going into a very hectic time, a very dangerous time with this so-called election coming up. My, my, my. Folks, America is reaping what she's sowing. And to break it down on a more personal, lower level, the people have tolerated it, so therefore we all are going to reap what we've sowed. That's about as clear as I can put it. But James told us very clearly that your life's but a vapor. Try to take time and enjoy the life you've been given. Seriously. Enjoy the life you've been given. And when you're with somebody that you love, let them know you love them. Don't be ashamed to say, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm really glad you're in my life, whether it be your wife, your children, or just a close friend. You know, you people out there in the audience, and I'm not going to name names because I'll miss somebody and I don't mean to, but I can name many, many, many names that I've talked to over the years. I miss now, for example, Mick and Dino. Many more than that have passed on. They used to know and talk to. Life is a vapor. Take time when you're with somebody to let them know that you love them and care for them. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to give them a hug around the neck. Listen, I don't know what's happened to your past. I don't know if you have a hard time with personal relationships or whatever, but I'm going to say this. If Christ dwells in you, he will take away that inhibition. He will take away and give you the love for others that you'll want to hug their neck if they'll let you. You'll want to love them. And they'll be able to see that in you whether you say it or not. If they can't see the love of Christ in you just because you're there with them, probably the love of Christ isn't there. I don't know what else to put that. I don't know what else to say. Because life is a vapor. Every second you waste through anger or apathy or I don't know what could cause it, that you waste with around somebody that you should let them know you love them. Every minute that you stay angry at somebody and hold a grudge is a minute that's has evaporated, will never come back. Never come back. When you lay one day in your deathbed, no matter how much you plead, folks, you don't get one more hour or one more second. Back out the break.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406- 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Well, a couple more comments here, then we get the phone call. We got to talk to Chance and Chris and whoever else wants to call in. 844-769-2944. And this next verse I want to share out of Philippians chapter 4. And this verse reads very easy. I mean, gosh, it sounds so good and really doesn't sound all that tough until you're going through a situation. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. It's hard to do when the power bill is past due. It's hard to do when your baby's sick and they don't really have money to take care of them. It's hard to do whenever maybe you're sick and not doing well, or your spouse is sick and not doing well. It's hard to do when a loved one's called home. It's hard to do when people are persecuting you and laughing at you because you're a believer and you won't back down your beliefs. It's hard. But he said, rejoice in the Lord always. I try to do that. But as I said earlier in the program, I'm just a man. People sometimes call here at the office, and Chris will answer the phone a lot of times. And Chris said, do you want to talk to Pastor Butch? And he'll talk to me. He'll take time to talk to me and just get all excited. And Chris will say, well, hey, he's just a feller too. And I'm glad she does that. I appreciate the respect. But no, when you talk to me, you're talking to Pastor Butch Paul, a hillbilly preacher in West Virginia. Nothing any more special than anybody else. Maybe by the grace of God, I've learned a little more about the Word. I've been in a way a little bit longer, maybe. Maybe he's blessed me with a lot of things that I take for granted. But I'm just a man. Don't you ever feel that, don't you ever think for one minute that you can't get a hold of me. Please don't think that. I don't care where you're from or what you have to talk about. If you want to talk to me, you call our toll-free office number, or if you want to call a toll number, I save us money. Lisa will find me, and I will call you back. It may take me a little while, but I'll get back to you. I promise. If you want to place an order or get a hold of me, call 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, though, it'll save us money if you'll call our toll number at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. I'm here, and I will do anything I can to help you if I possibly can. I have an ear. I can listen. I can maybe try to answer questions, pray with you, whatever I can do with just a mere mortal, you call me and we will chat. We'll just sit around and a few minutes and just share back and forth. How's that? Well, let's go to phone calls. Like I said, let's go to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Butch. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You know, Pastor Butch, I much too often wonder, you know, with life being as fragile as it is and life being full of heartbreaks, what will it take for people to come to Christ? I can't understand.
I understand that. I really do.
I really can't understand it, Pastor, but I try to make sense of it, but I just can't. Without Christ, there is no hope. Before I get to my point, why I called you, next month, my dear late mama would be 83 if she were alive.
Oh, really?
She had me. She was only 18. She passed away 10 years ago, just short of her 73rd birthday. And me and my mama were the only two that had cancer in the family. I survived mine, but my mama didn't.
Okay.
Didn't survive hers.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, sorry.
That's okay. I understand. My mom passed away at 63 with cancer. I know what that's like. And Marcia's mom passed away at 46 with cancer. So, yes, go ahead.
I miss that woman every day.
Every day.
Waking hour. Yeah, every day. Never ends. Now, you mentioned about the help wanted signs. Down here in Greenbrier, we've got help wanted signs in every store, Pastor Butch. It's the same thing here.
Yes.
It's the same thing here. Now, the reason why I called you, Pastor Butch, is this. I want to bring this to your attention. I don't know if you've heard about it. I brought it up on a couple of different other talk shows, but people don't want to seem to pay attention. They think talking about the election and everything is, I don't know where their head is at. But this coming, if you have a pen and you want to write this down, September 23rd and the 24th, they're going to have a world government conference, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's sponsored by the Rockefeller Foundation, Gates Foundation, Soros Foundation. It's called Our Common Agenda Summit of Our Future. And you know what this entails, Pastor Butch? You know what they're going to be discussing?
What's it?
No cars, no guns, food rationing, medicine rationing, no currency, no meat or dairy, no private property unless you meet carbon credits or modification. Even if you own your house outright, you could be forced out of it. This is what they're planning on doing. Have you heard about this?
Not in detail, no, but I have heard of it. Not in detail like this, no.
Well, check it out. And the agenda is to be enforced by October if they get their way. The Global Digital Compact, Agenda 2030, this is all on the table. They're talking about international taxes. No hate speech will probably mean everything is hate speech nowadays. Climate Governance Commission, this is to force you to go along with this carbon thing. It seems like mankind is the enemy of the planet now. They want a 90% reduction of humanity, especially Christians.
Yep.
They're talking about everything being digitized, global surveillance. You know what I feel, Pastor Butch? And
I hear
people talk about other problems, even though there are problems. I've got news for these folks. If this shit happened to pass, you could forget about the other problems because you won't be able to do nothing about them anyway.
Well, this very well could lead to the civil war that Dimitri Doom prophesied. You know that.
Yes, and not only that, it could lead to the mark of the beast is my concern, too, Pastor Butch. And I don't hear anybody talking about it. I hate to be a downer by bringing this up.
Well, you're not being a downer.
What bothers me
is
too many people don't have their priorities in place. They're still talking about Trump, talking about elections, talking about, you know, I feel like yelling, screaming, because if this here thing should pass, you don't have to worry about elections because there just won't be any once they get through with all these things I mentioned on their agenda. Why can't people prioritize things? Why? I realize they're throwing everything at us at one time to confuse us. You know, I understand that. But this thing, when I heard this, this scared the living daylights out of me. I said, oh, boy, it's going to happen sooner than we think.
Well, you know what? What's really sad, and a Chance, is that when you share this with people, you get a blank stare. They don't want to hear it, or they're, I don't know, maybe they're afraid of it. But you get a blank stare.
There's no time for blank stares anymore.
No,
Pastor
there isn't.
Butch,
no, there isn't.
They're ramping everything up now. They're maniacs. They are psychopaths.
They truly are. Well, thanks,
and if
Info
they go
Chance.
Ahead with this agenda, with all those things I've mentioned to you, then you could forget about elections. You could forget about the immigration problem because you won't be able to do anything about it anyway. And this is what bothers me about people. They can't seem to prioritize what they have to take care of first and address first.
Yeah.
I guess they're so confused.
Well, that's part of the plan,
you know,
too.
That's part of the plan. And I think, Pastor Butch, you know, it boils down to their lack of faith in Christ, too, I believe. I'm convinced.
Yes, I understand that. I agree. A Chance, I got a jump.
Like
good
I
call.
Said,
thanks. Go ahead.
Bless you, Pastor Butch.
Now, you keep in touch. We got to get together sometime. We're not that far apart.
Yes, sir. I'll try now.
All right. Talk to you soon. Good call. Folks, do keep an eye on that. September 23rd and 24th. Check it out. Let's go to Kentucky and talk to Chris. Chris, come on in.
Butch, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Yeah, the last call is absolutely hitting it out of the ballpark. You know, here in Kentucky, I believe that they tried to set him up with Kamala Harris for the New World Order. You know, George Soros is looking over his back, the Antichrist. And I mean, this is, like the last caller says, they look at you like a deer in a headlight when I try to talk to people.
Sure.
Some of them listen to me and some don't. But they are fear in the flesh, their childlike mind, the government's the parents. They don't want to hear it because when you say something to them, they cringe. You know, how a child cringes, like when you scare a little
sure.
child.
Sure.
That's the mindset which you see with a lot of these people. They're like an infant, a toddler. They're not their age. They're 5 years old with fear. And I'm not being mean about it, but the reality is, when fan hits the hay, the internet goes down. We have the grids go down. What are you going to do? If we have a depression, back in the 1930s, when my mom and dad were kids back then, they were sustainable because they knew how to talk to people and come together. Today, we're so divided, they will not know how to grow food. They would get desperate. It'd be like a Mad Max Road Warrior society. They will not know how to do anything, Butch. That is what we're talking about. We've got to inform people the reality, what Scripture is, where we're headed.
Yep.
Look at Judges chapter 2, verse 10. Look at the generation being brought up. They don't know God. They're being taught with Netflix, social media, these counselors with the woke, transgenders in the public schools. The parents.
When the parents are so wicked themselves, they tolerate a child to go watch a homosexual parade or a drag queen show. What do you expect?
Exactly.
So that's
and
where
they
we
look
are.
At you. Yeah, and I think technology is doing a lot of things. I've met some people down our street. I'm patient about waking them up, but they have their grandkids out socializing with one another. And she said, "I do not have my kids on those digital devices. They're out here running around, learning to mingle with one another." You don't see that these days.
Yes.
Because the parents
yes.
go to these restaurants, here's an iPhone, don't bother me. And you know what those kids are soaking up of the satanic material that are coming out of those iPads. And a lot of parents do not realize that.
That's very true. That is very true. Very true. Good call, Chris. Anything else?
Real quick, Jason wanted me to put him in prayer that get his blood pressure down because he's needs a little boost in life, and also he believes that the devil's kind of meddling with his mind. He put him in prayer because he wants to get to church, but the devil, he believes, is telling him not to go on Sunday. And I said, Jason, I'll put you in prayer.
Amen. Okay. All right, folks, you heard that. Keep Jason in prayer, please. And Chris, thanks for calling, Chris.
Thank you, buddy.
It. Thank you. All right, let's talk to another Chris. Let's go to Chris in Ohio.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Are you a first-time caller?
He misunderstood me. This is Bruce from Ohio.
Oh, Bruce. Okay, I see, yeah. Todd. That's one against you, Todd. Anyway, go ahead, Bruce. Go ahead.
I just want to call in and share a couple of amazing articles that are newsworthy. It's going to affect all of us here in the next couple of days. Israel preparing for multi-day reprisal and attack by Iran and Hezbollah. This is supposed to happen in the next couple of days. It happened this week, and it's not going to be just one day. It's going to be, you know, might be two, three, four, who knows how long or many days. But the United States is pledging military intervention to protect Israel, and it's possible U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria could also come under attack by the Iraqi Shia militias. And the Houthis in Yemen, they might get involved too. And the guy from Syria, Bashar Assad, went and had two private meetings with Russia, and Russia says they will not allow federal BRICS member Iran, you know, to be destroyed without them stepping in. So Putin's talking about stepping in this Middle East conflict. And also today, stock markets around the world started to crash.
Absolutely.
Happened in Japan.
Absolutely.
And this world's about to change big time here, and very, very shortly.
And I agree.
Keep your eye on this attack by Iran on Israel. And I got other articles where once the U.S. enters this war, Iran's going to shut the Strait of Hormuz, send gasoline to buy $10 a gallon.
Yes.
And not too many trucks will be rolling when gas gets that high. Food's going to get short in the stores. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Food, water, supplies, you're going to need. Hard times are coming quickly. Father,
amen.
I share that with you.
That's very true. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Bruce. Thank you. Anything else?
All right. That's it.
All right, thanks for the call. Folks, that's what I was saying. This is coming. Prepare yourself, and for goodness sake, life is going on so quickly. Try to spend time with your loved ones. Encourage them, and your brothers and sisters in Christ, encourage them. In a day of great chaos, they'll need your strength. You'll need their strength. All right, let's go to Washington State and talk to Esther. Esther, welcome. Come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch. Can you hear me all right?
I sure can.
You can. All right. Thank you. Well, Pastor Butch, you're the only man when I call pastor that I feel respect for you. I feel that you are of substance and that you truly represent the very serious, serious Word of God.
Well, thank you. I want to.
You do. And when I say serious, this is what I mean. People, they do not understand that you do not go against God's word, God's laws, God's prophecy. You don't. And when I speak of God, I speak of the Almighty, the unknowable, the unnameable, whom we cannot comprehend. I do not speak of his only begotten Son, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, who is the Salvator of all mankind.
Amen.
And when I say that, I speak of Israel. Israel, wouldn't you agree that there's massive confusion in all religions about Israel?
Oh, absolutely. And to know who Israel really is why I've offered the teaching on American prophecy. We've been confused about that for years. I was for many years. Yes, absolutely.
When you mention Israel, I see a dust storm coming up. And it's like we're in the desert. Huge dust storm. And we have one cup of water. And we're not going to survive that dust storm. That is what Israel represents. And why do I use that illustration? It's because Israel, the Hebrew people, Abraham, were chosen for their DNA to bring forth the Messiah, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings.
That's true.
Yeshua.
And by the way, that's why Noah was saved of all creation. He was the last pure DNA left on earth. Go ahead.
Yes. So now we have, that has been accomplished, that has been done, like the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art everywhere, thy kingdom has come, thy will is being done on earth as it is in heaven. And when we speak of that, now we have this massive confusion about Israel. And what we don't want to accept, we shy away from it. The truth of Israel is that their people are not believers of the Christos.
Oh, no.
They have abandoned Almighty, not His Son, but Almighty who sent His Son as a fair fight against Satan. And when a whole race of people who are chosen, gifted, and blessed by the Almighty through His Son literally piss on the Almighty will not bless them.
Nope. No, He won't.
Absolutely not.
Look what's happened to our own country. Look at America. Look what's happened in the last 50 years, Esther, to our own country. Look what's happened to her.
Yes.
We mock God, scorn God, and look what's happened to our nation. Look, we're reaping what we're sowing, and God's not mocked. We're going to reap what we sow, obviously, and that's where we are.
That is absolutely true. And so when we come to this point of confusion, we have a tiny percentage of the world that understands. The masses are confused. They do not understand, and they operate under fear, including our Congress, our President, and Trump. He does not understand. And most of Christianity that we call Christendom with throughout the world, they do not understand. And the fear keeps them supporting something where God has abandoned.
Absolutely. Whether they're trying to grasp the final straw of hope. That's all they have. Because they're looking to man for the answer. They're not turning to Christ. But you know, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, God Himself said, if these people will not believe the truth to salvation, I will send a strong delusion personally. I will send the delusion myself to believe a lie and be damned. I think this is all part of that.
Correct. Now, let's take it to another situation. We'll take it to Satan or Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him. He has to feed on what? He feeds on energy. He feeds on frequency.
And fear is a big one. Fear is a big one.
Fear is a big one. But the best frequency that he has is true frequency. And what is true frequency? So I will get to that. But here's true.
Okay, I mean the rest. We got to hurry, honey. We got about 2 minutes left, okay?
2 minutes. So he's feeding off of what right now? Transgenders, dykes, pedophiles, murderers, disgusting people, no mental attitude. He's sick of that diet. He's totally sick of that diet. Now then, Christians, with their arrogance, they say, oh, he's going to persecute us and blah, 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 which he already did. He already fed off of that frequency a long time ago. Started with Nero, backed up by the Jewish money. So now we have, what is he feeding off of now? Child sacrifices.
Yes.
Adenochrome.
Yes.
That feeds the people, that keeps them young, keeps them with this false energy. And it feeds the Satan and it feeds the demons. And adenochrome is made by causing immense pain and bleeding the blood of children, infants, newborns. This is what they need. This is why abortion clinics want more babies, more
That's
babies.
Right. That's right.
This is everything behind it. We have no time to be, oh, if we just love everybody, everyone's going to be fine.
Oh, my. That lie has killed a lot of people, spiritually and physically. Honey, I got to jump, but good points, and thanks
You're
for the call.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for being there. Thank you.
Blessings to you, Pastor Butch.
Thank you, sweetheart. Folks, we're down with the last 2 minutes here, and I've got time to call if you want to hurry. 844-769-2944. And I would like to close asking for prayer, for, if you don't mind, for me and direction on what we need to do with this ministry. Orders are coming almost under nothing. Phone calls almost under nothing. And I'm serious. It's getting to be the point that I really can't justify people helping us out if we don't have the support to keep them going. And I don't like to say that, but it's true. I'm just asking for prayer for guidance. I'm not asking for anything but for guidance. I'm not asking anything for myself. I don't need anything. I'm totally blessed. The only thing I need is a closer walk with Christ. I pray for that. And maybe the health improves somewhat because I am getting some years on me now. But I want to thank each and every one of you. While we have time in this little vapor we call life, let me tell you all how much I appreciate you all. I love you in Christ more than I can say. I am not by any means a perfect man. Don't ever think that. But know that I do care. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you come from. Don't ever think that you cannot call and talk to this old hillbilly. I'd love to talk to you. I don't care what your background is. If you're seeking love in Christ and truth in Christ, I would be honored to work with you. This is a ministry above all. We try to stand for truth, to warn people. We teach on all issues and we shy from no topics at all. We teach about the militia and taught in Numbers chapter 1, why we should have a militia today and why Christians are commanded to arm themselves. Yeah, they're commanded. No, it's not a request. It's a commandment. But all these things we teach them. But all that is all important and very much needed. But more importantly, we have got to stand together in Christ and bolster each other's faith. Encourage one another. And every time I get a phone call or somebody writes me and tells me they're praying for us, that's encouragement. Yeah, I get really tired, folks. I get tired as a mere mortal. I get tired physically, mentally, and sometimes I need recharge spiritually. But you folks for over 31 years have helped me do this. I cannot do it without you. It's for the glory of our Father in heaven and to edify the name of our Savior and encourage the church, the born-again believers. Let's stand together in this battle, folks. Let's not be ashamed of Christ. Let's stand together and do what's right. Tomorrow night we're going to talk to Chuck Stetson about the bill just passed in Oklahoma about requiring the Bible be put in schools. It's going to be an interesting topic. See you there. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.